It's fucking midnight. Yeah, I nag other people saying you really need to work from a script, you know, because you're repeating yourself just over and over and over and over again, you know. And so, you know, it bugs me because I do it too, and I need to lift my own fucking game and make videos that are heaps better and more to the fucking point, right? Okay, to the camera. All right. I've condensed. You just get better by repeating things, you know. All right. Well, say supermarket A in town A, you know, for once, I actually started getting in tins of sardines, boxes of, lots and lots of boxes, lots and lots of tins of sardines in a box, you know. And about that time, I thought, yeah, I need to get into this omega-3 fucking oil shit, you know. Partly for heart health, partly because I almost never, ever, 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 ever eat fish, you know. And they were selling them at $1.21. And so I thought, well, considering I live in the sort of middle of nowhere and it's a big trip into town and, you know, just buy the fucking all of the 15 remaining packets, you know. And then, you know, because I'd bought all the stock, they didn't restock for about 5 or 6 weeks. And in the meantime, I went to Town B and there's the Aldi stuff, you know, the Aldi tins, dim sims, you know. And they were 80 cents a fucking can, right? And enjoying the art of consistency, getting it brief and to the fucking point, you know. And when I went to, that was at Town B, and then I went to Town C. And I thought, yeah, well, you know, picking up a few frozen veggies and shit, you know. And they sold these too. And they're selling them. Aldi was selling theirs at 80 cents a fucking tin. And the competition in Town B, or Town C, D, E, F, was selling these for fucking 80 cents a tin too. And by the time I got round to going back to fucking, you know, supermarket A in Town A, they'd restocked and they're selling them at $1.60 a tin, you know. So that's twice the price, you know, twice the price of all the surrounding fucking towns, you know. $1.60 a tin. Fuck off, you know. And living in fucking country Australia, the small town supermarkets, you know, as noble as they are, they can tend to be very fucking expensive, you know. And not a little bit more expensive, a lot more expensive. And, you know, so if I was to buy, say, something from a regional city where there's Aldi and Coles and Kmart or Coles and Woolworths and Safeway and shit, you know. You know, we'll just say we'll give them the regional city price, you know. Just a generic sort of thing because they're always fucking matching each other. And Aldi's losing traction, you know. We'll just say if you buy $500 worth of groceries in a regional city, by the time you get back to a small town, you're frequently paying 2 to 3 times the fucking price for it to buy locally, you know. So, you know, if you go once a month or once every 4 or 6 weeks or whatever and go down the regional supermarkets regional city type supermarkets, you can spend like, say, $500 there and spend anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 for the same stuff up here, you know. And, you know, like flat bread, you know, like say Aldi might be charging $1.80 for five loaves of fucking Lebanese flatbread, you know. Up here, they want $5.40 for it, you know. You buy instant noodles, they're $1.40 up in, say, Aldi. And up here, they want, you know, $4.50 or something for a fucking pack of five instant sort of noodles, you know. Just tons of stuff. It just across the fucking board, you know, and they're always selling tin fish in little tins and charging, you know, $1.80 or something a tin. And you can go to Aldi and you can buy big tins for $3.40. Just all the fucking just bullshit and you know, hedging, you know, the bloody death by nickel and diming sort of stuff, you know. Nickel and dimed to death, you know. So, yeah, so that's one thing. Supermarket, where it's already fucking expensive, Supermarket A is charging twice the going rate as all the other supermarkets across for fucking within, you know, 100 Ks or whatever, you know. That could be 30 fucking supermarkets within, say, 100 Ks, you know, or something like that, you know, or 20 or 30 or whatever, fuck, you know. And I also did this deal with the owner, and so then I just made up my mind. I said, you fucking greedy cunt. You fucking greedy cunt. You're charging double the price of what everybody else is charging, you know, and you're fucking whining at me. You know, why does everybody drive up on past? Why doesn't anybody stop here to shop? Oh, are you that fucking stupid that you just don't get it when you're charging double the rate? That's where it's already fucking expensive, you know? And so, you know, I said, can you get in the black and gold brand of fucking full cream powdered milk, you know? And they said, well, yeah, but you have to bring us in a packet of it so we can scan the barcode. And I'm thinking, you're asking me to go to another supermarket to buy a product that you have access to those lines of fucking stuff from your fucking wholesaler, but you're wanting me to go to the other supermarkets for you because you can't be fuck chasing a sale. You know what I mean? And the reason why I asked for that was because they're selling, you know, the Devondale stuff, they're selling it at $16 a kilo, or nearly $17 a kilo by now, I guess. Yet all the other supermarkets in all the other surrounding towns, you know, they're selling the black and gold full cream powdered milk for $9 a kilo, you know. And so I thought, oh, yeah, well, you know, I'll play along with this fucking crazy person's bullshit just a little bit, you know, and see what happens, you know. Sometimes going along with the shit just to see how it floats is not necessarily a bad thing, you know. So I took in an empty packet and they scanned the barcode and this and that and, you know, did all their... They get all the black and gold stuff. They know what this, you know. And anyway, a week later I went back there on the way through Town A and I said, well, you know, oh, how'd you go with that powdered milk, the black and gold brand powdered milk? And they said to me, oh, yeah, we can get it in, but it's far too expensive. It's, you know, $13.40. That's what it's going to cost us to get that. And I looked at this fucking manager. Oh, I looked at him. And I gave them the, okay, well, you're standing there fucking feeding me bullshit. All the little locks, all the little cogs in my head are just spinning and doing all the calculations and going, this isn't fucking right, you know. Because they said they can get this stuff from the wholesaler who supplies all the other supermarkets in the fucking entire district for hundreds of sort of Ks, you know what I mean? You know, hundreds of little supermarkets in hundreds of towns, you know, across country Victoria. They're the ones, they get their fucking produce, most of their produce from the same fucking place as everybody else does, wholesaler, right? So they're telling me their wholesale price is $13.40 a kilo. That's what they're going to be paying for it. And they can't get it in because it's far too expensive. Yet all the other competition is selling it for a little bit over $9 a kilo, you know? And the wholesale price, like I don't know exactly, but I'd say that all of the competition is getting their wholesale price on full cream, black and gold brand, full cream powdered milk, that they're getting it, say, we'll just say about $4.50, $5 a kilo, right? That's their wholesale price. Then they get it in, then they bump it up to $9.40 or something like that, you know what I mean? $9.20, $9.40, whatever fucking, you know. Because it changes, especially in the last year or two, you know. And so their wholesale price, we'll just say it's $5 a kilo. And their retail price is $9, $9.40 a kilo, right? And this fucking manager in this fucking supermarket, you know, is saying that their wholesaler, well, they can only get it from their wholesaler for $13.50, which is about $4 or $5 more than the retail price of the competition, and it's about $8 more than what I should have estimated, the $8 or $9 more, somewhere around there. It's about $8 or $9 more than what I estimate the wholesaler is charging all the other fucking supermarkets. You know what I mean? And I've had to go over this a number of times to get a concise, cohesive, very short story without repetition and going all over the fucking place. But yeah, it just does my fucking head in when I deal with just psychotic sort of cunts who don't live in fucking reality and just feed me all sorts of bullshit. And it's not on, you know. So I've made the decision to say, you know, well, this fucking idiot charges these prices, you know, and all this fucking crap, you know. So, all right, they only want to stock Devondale powdered milk, which is they're selling for nearly $17 a kilo instead of stocking the black and gold stuff for like about $9 a kilo. And when they said, oh, yeah, get me a bag of it, and they scan it in and they tell me this fucking shit, that their wholesaler price is $13.40 when the retail price everywhere else is like about $9 and maybe a bit more, and the wholesale price for all these other supermarkets is about $5 a kilo, you know? So, yeah, give them the fucking ass, you know? When they lie to you and gouge you and just do all this mental fucking shit to in order to rip people off and make sales, and then they sit there going, oh, why is everybody driving past? Why doesn't anybody come to my store? Well, why do you fucking think so, you stupid fucking cunt? You fucking idiot, you know? And I would have been happy, you know, like I think $1.20 is a bit steep. For, you know, you multiply that by, say, 20 cans and, you know, 20 times $1.20, that's, you know, $24 for 20 tins, you know. You know, when everybody else is charging, that would come, if you buy 20 tins from somewhere else, that's, say, $16. $16 for 20 tins of sardines at 80 cents a tin, and this person's charging $24, you know, for 20 tins, but then they make their first fucking sale and they get the promise, the undertaking from the customer to buy a fucking box of it on a regular kind of basis, you know. They take 6 weeks to restock and then they bump the price up to, you know, $1.60 a tin, which is twice the going price. So, everybody else is charging $16 for 20 tins, and they're charging $32 for 20 tins. You know what I mean? Oh, why does everybody keep driving past? Why don't they stop at my store? Why don't you fucking just, you know, just furious at the fucking bullshit, you know, the fucking psycho fucking crap that goes on inside this person's head. So I'm basically going to fucking avoid them from now on, you know. Yeah, that's just don't shop with psychos, you know. Don't do commerce with fucking mental cases. Bye.